Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us, and we apologize that you had to listen to us for that first segment because we got two smarter people coming on in just a minute. But you want to give away some free stuff already?
Yeah, your free stuff.
They call it radio swag.
Give me your wallet. I'll give it all away.
Yeah. You don't want my wallet. All my bills are in there.
Be caller number 9 right now. I have a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Pool and Spa Show, which is coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right here at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Caller number 9, 800-859-0957.
And if people call in or request from the website, we'll give that out a couple times here. How to choose a contractor booklet from this company we're going to introduce. That's pretty cool. Steve and Ivy, Amy Iverson. We appreciate being with us. People have met you before, but not everybody knows you, and not everybody knows your company. So introduce yourselves and maybe some background, huh?
Sure. Steve and Amy, we run Basements Plus out of Commerce Township, Michigan. And we started the company in 2003 from basically the ground up. Started with nothing and just me and Amy working 16 hours a day. And
so nothing's changed except it's a bigger company.
Right, we got more people. I still work 16 hours a day. But yeah, so it's been a pretty cool journey over the last 23 years.
But you have a background in construction before you and your bride chose to do this.
Yeah, I started out when I went out on my own. I started out doing large home additions in the Lakes area.
Yeah.
Did lots of additions. We also did custom homes in Oakland County here. And, you know, we ultimately, and at the same time, we were doing basement finishing and decks and other remodeling. And we decided we wanted to specialize at one thing and be really, really good at it. And so we focused on, kind of out of necessity, we focused on basement finishing because...
How come?
I could do, well, we had young kids at home. My son was just born. And I had to put food on the table. And so I could design a basement. I could physically do all the work myself.
Oh.
And so I knew I would have work, you know, by doing it that way. And I knew I could focus just on one thing and be really good at it.
And a lot of contractors will tell you, we don't do basements. We will not do a basement. And if they have that attitude, they shouldn't do a basement, right?
Correct, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of builders in town that build great homes that don't want to touch the basement.
They don't.
You know, we always tell people that young people, especially who are looking to get into the industry, find a need industry. In other words, people are going to need new roofs. You think of a basement, what you do. People don't need a finished basement, but, boy, they need that to be dry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it's not dry, they're going to have issues in the house. It greatly affects the health of a house. Yeah. So first thing you guys want to come in and do is make sure that is a healthy basement and a dry basement, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have a division that does basement waterproofing and foundation repair. And so whether you're interested in finishing your basement at any level or just getting it, making it a dry safe space for your family, you know, that's what we do.
Well, Steve and Amy, we're going to give away some of your money. We're going to try to because it says we've got this $500 Basements Plus coupon. Steve wasn't even aware it existed.
Yeah, that must be Amy's money.
Actually, Ken printed them up last
She's
night.
She's already signed it and given it to us.
But it says it not only applies to basement finishing, crawl space repair, that type of thing, but waterproofing and foundation repair. So people can get $500 off a job, even if they're not ready to finish your basement, just by getting it dry right now, right?
Right.
I love it.
See, Chuck had mentioned about other contractors out there.
Yeah.
And seriously, the roof, the attic area, and the basements are the two that people need to know science, because there really is science involved in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of consequences? People who have that out of sight, out of mind basement attitude and never go down there, all they do is shove stuff down there. What kind of consequences if they never go down there can they expect?
Oh. Well, there's lots of consequences, whether if it's a structural issue. You know, I've seen some really bad structural problems that, you know, walls that have caved in a basement if you're letting foundation issues continue on instead of repairing them. We've seen a lot of mold in basements from people using the wrong materials in their basement or allowing leaks to fester.
And crawl spaces, I'll bet, too.
Crawl spaces, yeah, same thing. So, you know, basically the way that your house works is it breathes from the basement up. So on your first floor of your home, you're breathing 50% of the air is coming from the basement. So if you have a nasty crawl space or a nasty basement, that you're breathing that
nasty
air.
Yeah,
you're breathing nasty air.
We want to talk to Amy. You guys took a huge step a year ago. You bought a house, first of all, which is always a stressor in a marriage. But then you decided to finish the basement and hire yourselves to do it, which almost sounds trite, but it was a big deal, wasn't it?
It was a big deal for us. We moved in and we upgraded in size. We never thought we would even finish it. It was like on the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
And then there was we wanted to move the laundry room down there. We had that classic where you come in the back door from the garage. We're like, this is just, you know, not practical.
That was mandated at one point, wasn't it, in design?
I think so.
No, I'm kidding. It's like every house had it.
Yeah. A man designed that. So then we just reversed our list, like, you know, carpet and paint was at the top, basement was at the bottom, and we totally flipped it upside down and decided to get the basement done.
Because of the laundry room?
Because of the laundry room. We all started the conversation, and at work we had some new, you know, products we wanted to try out, and so we're like, this is a good opportunity, let's do it. And it was, you know, like we were talking earlier, it was a big deal for me because I didn't want the mess. I didn't want trades in my house, and they're my own people, so I get, you know, people are looking for a contractor that you can trust, and it's scary to pick someone. They're going to be in your home for a couple months.
Very private. I'm a very private person, and I think you are too. And it's like, I don't want strangers in my house.
Yeah, and they're not strangers to me, and I still didn't want them in my house, right?
Good point.
Why did you point at Steve when you said that?
I just didn't agree.
But true. So it was stressful for you to even decide to do it.
For me, yes. He's just a get-it-done kind of guy.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yin and yang. Yeah. And that's unique. The fact that you two can work together all day, then go home together, and you guys obviously have a strong marriage. That's unique. And if I'm someone out there and I'm interviewing companies, that's honestly, for a man that's been married, Chuck's been married, that's one thing that we say, well, that makes them more of a reasonable company. Because if they can do that, they can do anything.
True story.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not always easy. And, you know, people around the office get to hear us.
I bet.
From time to time.
In meetings. They love meetings with us.
But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, if you're with your wife day in, day out, all day long, and she's with me, and you're going to. Well, butt heads once in a while.
It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is successful.
Yeah.
You guys are, I mean, the marriage is successful, but the dynamic with you two at the top running it together, you can't argue with the results.
He's the visionary. He's the thinker. What's next? How can we do it better? You know, if something's not going well, he's got, the idea to help fix it and move things on. And I'm the doer. So once he's got the idea, then he brings it to me and it's kind of like execute. Get things done. So the two of us, the way we work, it works out well.
Yeah, I like that. You know, when you decided to hire your company, you had a huge advantage because you didn't have to look for companies. But we want to make sure our listeners today understand we trust you guys, so they don't have to have that stress of looking for a bunch of companies either if they're thinking of having this work done.
And to add to that, Chuck and I tell people all the time, you don't need three estimates. If you want three estimates, that's fine. You definitely don't want more than three estimates because you just confuse things out there for the homeowner.
You don't want the wrong company.
Exactly. But if you interview one company, they're a good referral. They're an inside-outside guy's referral. They come in budget. You like them. We're going to give those homeowners permission to hire that company the first time they meet them.
Exactly.
Because they know they can trust them, especially a company like Basements Plus.
Well, they can see what you guys do at these open houses that you have all the time, too, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's a really cool way to come see our work and to feel when you walk down in the basement. It doesn't feel like a basement. It feels like the lower level, as we like to call it.
I'm glad you said that because I appreciate that because in my history, basement, Steve, you too, has a bit of a negative connotation, wet, damp, musty. Describe your basement.
You mean that thing that smells when we open up the door downstairs?
Yeah.
But that was for so many years. When I was growing up in the 70s, early 80s, in my house in Berkeley, you opened that back door, you smelled the basement, you walked upstairs. You didn't think twice about it. But I didn't realize, my parents didn't realize that that was an unhealthy basement.
Right.
So you prefer to start by making sure a crawl space or basement is not going to contribute to unhealthy living in the house. That's kind of your first mission, right?
Yeah, first thing we're going to do is we're going to do a 21-point inspection. We're looking for issues, cracks, signs of moisture. And once we've solidified that you have a healthy basement, then we can move forward with the basement design. But that comes first. Like, if you had a basement with issues and you said, nah, it's not that big of a deal, I'm not finishing your basement.
Good for you for saying that.
Yeah, because you know what the further consequences could be, and nobody's going to win in that situation.
Right, exactly.
What kind of warranty does Basement Plus put on their work?
We have a couple. We have one that if you do have a full perimeter waterproofing system that we installed, we have what we call Platinum Warranty. And that warranty simply states if there is a water issue that develops and we have our full perimeter system in place, we will remove whatever in our way to get there. So if I built a bar in a certain location and I've got to go in there to fix a water problem, I'm going to fix pull that bar out, put the bar back in at my cost.
Now, when we did an open house with you not too long ago, you had shown us a project that you did where you came in after somebody else. You guys all bid the job, but she went with the low bid, and she had so many problems. That was just for finishing.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you about how many basement waterproofing jobs you've had to redo over the years, because what we said, a lot of companies think they understand basements, but they really don't. Stick around for more with Steve and Amy from Basements Plus as we continue our conversation here at the Michigan Golf Show.
Ken and Chuck and Steve and Amy Iverson, the owners, but they're more than just owners. That's almost a slam. Steve, before we went to break, you mentioned a 21-point inspection. What does something like that cost and what's involved with it?
It's absolutely free.
Wait a minute. You're going to come out with an expert technician for nothing.
For nothing. There's no cost.
Crawl space or basement?
Correct.
Wow.
Yep.
What about a dinner or a beer? Something when you get there. Something.
Boy, I'd leave it to you.
And depends on how the appointment goes.
Speaking of beer, this is obviously a golf show. People are already walking around drinking beer. There's a cart girl walking around serving
Serious?
Beer. Yes. I'll buy you one when she comes by.
I don't need one.
I know you don't. Sorry to interrupt you.
Good. So we do a free 21-point inspection. We arm our team with thermal imaging cameras, hydrometers, a whole toolbox just to get to know the basement and so that we can properly educate our homeowners as to what the circumstances are that we need to address before we can even move forward with
any type of project. Why would you use a thermal imaging camera or a hygrometer? I mean, I don't even know what those are.
The thermal imaging camera picks up hot and cold, so we can find where you're lacking insulation, maybe in the bond. Or the other thing it's great for is if you have any moisture in your basement, and it's going to attract cold, so it's going to measure as cold against another object in the basement.
So you'll find it.
I'll be able to find it, even though you might not even be able to see it with your naked eyes.
Good stuff. Mark Kramer sent us a text.
Did he?
Yeah, and he wants to know if you guys had the ability to run off those spooky basement ghosts so he doesn't have to keep running up the stairs every time he comes out of the basement.
We can definitely handle that for him.
You're bringing an exorcist or something like that?
Yeah, right.
God bless Mark.
You know, remember when
you
were
a kid, I was that way.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Run up real quick.
The lights always turned off at downstairs, so it's like, oh, please save me, Lord.
Leave it to Mark.
So will you give me a report at the end of that inspection? How's that work?
Yeah, so it's a written inspection report that we're going to hand you at the end of our appointment. But we're also going to use that as a tool to create an accomplish list so that we're making sure we're getting done what you want done and we're addressing any issues.
And what needs to be done.
And what needs to be done, yeah.
I mean, Ken brought up warranty before break. And your warranty in the finished basement is tied to what you feel you can do and accomplish in terms of making it a dry space, first of all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's there is no other warranty. Nobody else has a platinum warranty like ours. Nobody would be crazy enough to do it, but that's how much we believe in our waterproofing system. And it's essentially an insurance policy for whoever does it. If you're going to finish your basement, you'd be crazy not to hire us.
Is it transferable, Steve?
It is, yeah.
Is it inside or outside? What
it's inside. So it's, we're not breaking up driveways, digging up landscaping. It's all on the inside of the home.
And those systems have been around for decades now, and they have proven to work, so much so you have no problem putting that warranty behind it because you know it's going to...
Well, here's the thing is, you know, we have this awesome warranty, and we've never had to use it.
Never.
Never.
In all the years
not once.
That's why it's
amazing.
So easy to get away.
Right.
Love that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You started to say, and I interrupted. I apologize. Why wouldn't you hire us at least for that?
Right.
Well, I mean, really.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So when it comes to basement waterproofing, for you guys, you have one way to basically solve the water part. But you've got multiple options for somebody who wants to finish their basement, don't you? As far as cabinets, countertops, flooring, ceilings.
Yeah, so we have, you know, our design team, I have certified designers on our staff that do nothing but work on awesome lower levels day in and day out. And they've put together a collection of pre-designed bars, bathrooms, built-ins, and they've got like different looks, three or four different looks for each item, but they've designed them in such a way that not only do they look awesome, but they're affordable. So they were designed for affordability in mind.
We all like that.
So it might be as simple as like a walk-up bar that's got three or four different looks. Still with a lot of choices. You still got cabinet colors and countertop colors.
And a wet sink.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different options still to go, but we've tried to simplify the whole design process and show you a menu of what we have available to you that's already pre-designed, pre-priced out, and made to be to look awesome and be affordable.
So did this come out, Amy, of your experience with the process at Basements Plus?
It would have helped. So I know, like, even when you talk to, like, you know, like, I helped my mom with her bathroom, and I just took her three colors, and like, how about these? Like, that's great.
Why did you take her just three, Amy?
Because it's overwhelming. So I was helping her out. You know, one of our designers was just telling us a story. She had someone in the showroom, and she's been, you know, she's shopping, doing her due diligence. She came in. We have, you know, a smaller showroom. It's not, you know, you're not going to the tile company and seeing, you know, 15,000 square feet
of
options.
It is overwhelming.
We have some, you know, all the popular choices, popular colors, slim it down. She's helping put things together and was just so grateful that she had someone to, like, walk her through it, simplify it.
Something that does that every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the importance of the certifications that you talk about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we just had four of them come back from Las Vegas to the
International Builder Show.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
cool.
I mean, talk about overwhelming. Like, I think she walked 30 miles. Yeah. Like,
so you sent people there. You guys did not go yourself.
We did not go.
Wow. Well, most people look for an excuse to go. You guys could have gone.
We did talk about it. We have other
you had but how important is it to you guys to send people there? Because that's what Chuck and I talk about all the time. That continued education, because they go there and they find new technology and they bring it back to you guys and you test it out and see if it's good. And if you like it, you bring it into your organization.
Yeah, they're very excited about it.
So what's trending in colors and fabrics and textures, anything in particular?
Wood paneling anymore?
I heard some, like, the warm colors are coming back. A lot of this stuff back from, like, I'm going to call it, like, the 80s, 90s, right? All those
what do you
warm
mean by
colors.
A warm color, Amy?
Like the
earth tones?
Almost like the earthy oak tones and stuff are coming back. Getting away from the gray.
In both horizontal and vertical spaces and fixtures?
Yep, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
That is really cool stuff. It is getting busy in here at the golf show. If you want to come here and check this all out, you'll find the inside outside guys at the Basements Plus booth in aisle 1400. But let me make sure people know there aren't 1400 aisles here.
Oh, I'm glad you clarified that, because I didn't know. But they can get free coupons here,
and they
too, right?
Get free coupons. Come by, visit the Basements Plus booth at the Michigan Golf Show.
Ken and Chuck and Steve and Amy Iverson from BP Plus, Basements Plus. I love that.
If your basement, if you know, if you walk in your house and you smell that smell, you know it needs help, you would do yourself a disservice if you did not contact Basements Plus.
Oh, man, to at least get started. It doesn't have to all happen in the first 6 months.
Well, and on that point, if I give you guys a call, I know my basement's unhealthy, I don't have a ton of money, two things. Number one, financing. If I say, look, I have kids on the way, I know my basement's unhealthy, but I want it finished eventually. Can you stagger it over maybe 1 or 2 years, come in one point and waterproof it and then slowly finish it? Do you have financing options if I want to get it all done at one time? Please let our listeners know.
Yeah, so the finishing part is easier to phase out than the waterproofing part. So
okay.
Really what we want to do is provide a full solution. So doing a couple of walls is really not providing a service to our customer. We want to go in and do a full system all the way around. That way we know we've taken care of the problem and we didn't just chase it to the next wall.
I love that. So you do a full perimeter drain system.
Yeah.
And a lot of companies will come in, well, why do you need all these done? No, that's the only wall that's leaking. And it's, as the late, great Glenn Hagee used to say, water always wins.
Yeah.
So if you only do that one wall, it's going to migrate to the other wall. You guys are smart enough to know
you
that.
You did that one time and regretted it, right?
I did. Yes, I did.
You and I
myself.
Should sell better.
Yeah, I had a guy come out to repair a crack, and he says to me, why am I here? Do you want me to do the crack across the basement on the full other side? No, it's never leaked. We're selling the house, blah, blah, blah. And literally within 2 weeks, that other side started to leak, so I had to pay him to come out twice.
Yeah, we've seen that happen all the time. It's the partial systems just don't – you're setting the homeowner up for a failure.
That's a good way to say it. Speaking of that, let's go negative a little bit. What happens if somebody is in a big hurry and hires the wrong company to finish their basement? Have you ever experienced a situation like that?
Yeah, all the time.
Amy's grinning ear to ear.
We hear stories. You know, they come back to the office, and you hear the team that goes out to inspect and the crew that does it is there's we've had a complicated job. Because the previous contractor got into it and started to, jackhammer things out and realized that they couldn't handle the job. And so they, walked off the job, and so then the homeowner's left with, an open, the water's pouring in.
I mean, all your mechanicals originate down there.
What happens on both the waterproofing side of things and the foundation repair, but the finishing, we've inherited a lot of messes that we've had to clean up over the years of projects that have gone wrong.
Yeah. And I'm guessing most of those happen because the homeowner was trying to save money.
I believe that's probably the catalyst, yes. I mean, it's not that they're not spending any money. They're spending money, but it's just they've selected the wrong contractor to do the
job. That's really what it comes down to, isn't it?
Yeah.
You showed us pictures. You want to explain to our listeners a little bit about that job in the next few minutes?
The one that you and a couple months ago we showed you, this lady spent $70,000.
Which is a lot of money by anybody's measure. Yeah.
And it looked like a high school, I don't even want to
shop class did it.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
terrible.
It just was not. It was the whole thing was just terrible, and we couldn't even help her. Try and take what she had and make it nice. It had to get all ripped out.
It wasn't
start
even
from
done.
Scratch. No.
See now, two things. A lot of that happens because someone's at their house, maybe doing a siding job or fixing something. Then, hey, while you're here, would you look at the basement? He may be a fully licensed contractor who is legally allowed to mess with the basement.
And really good at siding.
but doesn't know the science and the leaks that happen in the basement. You pair one, like you said, Steve. If someone says to you, I had another bid, and they're only gonna waterproof that wall, and I really like that bid. Well, okay.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to say. Okay, right. I'm not going to do one because you know it's going to fail.
Right. Yeah, it just, we do everything we can. And what, we have a philosophy in our company is to outspend our competition with time. So we're coming out. We want to spend our time at your home, get to know what you want to accomplish. We put an accomplished list together. We do a great inspections.
You mentioned that. What is that, accomplished list?
Well, it's a little bit complicated for me to describe here, but ultimately, I've got to know what you want. Do you want to have your basement dry all the time? I have solutions. I can make that happen for you. So we put that on the list. Do you want to develop it into a finished basement? Okay, what kind of finished basement do you want? Are you okay with our pre-designed options, or do you need to have something more custom? So, we need to really truly understand what it is you want to accomplish at the end of the day.
And what that space is going to be used for.
Correct,
obviously.
Yeah. Yep.
And you will help us make those decisions. Because, let's be honest, I might visit Ken's snotty house and go, I'd love a basement just like his, but I really don't need it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody does it. They do it with decks and pools and landscaping. They got to do it with basements, right?
Yeah. And, you know, our design team has done an excellent job putting together these pre-designed packages that are they're pre-priced out, but they're priced out and designed for affordability. And so it really makes things easy to, like, see, you know, what we can do right up front.
Yeah.
Our CAD drawings, you know, we can show right in your home.
CAD drawings? What's a CAD drawing?
TaxiCAD.
Yeah, so we actually have a CAD department that does basement drawings. Our basement specialists, who are the guys who are going to come out to your home, can do the 3D design work in your home. If the situation's right, they can get it done right there in your home. And we also have certified designers who are going to help you with your selections of colors, material choices, you know, whether you want a granite, countertop, there's 15 colors. They're going to help you match that up with your flooring, your cabinet door colors. Like, they just help tie the whole thing
together. Space planning, I mean, even where doors go, Amy, you told a story about a closet door, I think, that on your own project.
When we were designing our own project, and then we got into the rough frame, and then, you know, actually Steve's dad came over. He's like, how are you going to get in that closet in the corner? You know, like, you should have a door over here. Like, that's a great idea. So we brought the carpenters back out. We cut a hole. And then we got up, and I was like, I don't like that. We made him come back, patch it back up. Like, so.
Steve's shaking his head.
We did. Yeah.
But that's a very real thing. The design is so critical, isn't
it?
Well, where to put a pocket door. I mean, that kind of stuff is important.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it you know, we went through our entire process of design and construction like we were a customer so that we could experience it and try and make it better. And we probably were not the best or easiest customers to deal with throughout the entire process.
That's probably a good thing, though, because it forced you to step back and look at your own internal process.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about that next hour more.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Because you do have a delineated step-by-step process now, right?
Yep, our seven stages.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. So let's make it a point to talk about that. What are the things, as you went through it as a customer, did you see that you just said to yourselves, we've got to modify that. We've got to make it better for the customer. Anything?
We'll tell you what.
Love it. They're positive. They nailed it.
There's always things in development, so I'm trying to figure out which is the most important one to lay out here.
For you, the homeowners who are listening, redefine your basement. Go to finishedbasementsplus.com. Give them a call, 248-963-1586. Whatever you need for your basement, Basements Plus can help. Stick around for another hour of the Inside Outside, guys, as we continue this conversation with Steve and Amy Iversons from Basements Plus at the Michigan Golf Show.
BasementsPlus.com. If you can't get down here today, go to BasementsPlus.com, or you can, well, actually, on that website, there's a couple open houses, Ken.
Yes,
there are. One of which we're going to be broadcasting from in May.
Yes, we are, and we know we'll have donuts waiting for us when we get there. We always do.
Well, that was a little less than subtle hint to Amy. Did you hear that?
I'm sure
she wasn't even listening.
Like most women in my life.
Like every good woman, she wasn't even listening to you.
That's
okay. He implied that you would have donuts waiting for us at the open house in May.
Oh, I think Eric runs
bagels. Bagels would work, too.
All right.
You know, we've talked about a lot of things. Sound deadening, I think, or reduction is huge.
Yeah.
Scheduling, I know it's assumed, but I'm a homeowner. I don't want you showing up as I'm getting ready for work or just on my way out the door and I got to answer 20 questions. I don't want you interrupting my quiet time when I get home. How do you guys handle the production schedule-wise?
Well, you know, we work regular business hours, so the guys are going to get there typically somewhere between, I would say, 7:30 and 8:30, depending on how their morning's going. And they're going to work until, you know, 5-ish in the day. And so hopefully you're off at work during those hours and we're not colliding. And because it can be noisy at times. And, and there, you know, is a lot of commotion. We're bringing in heavy jackhammers. And
how about protecting the pathway to the basement?
Yeah, so that's the first thing that happens is they'll come in and they'll put protection down from the front door to the basement steps and even to a nearby bathroom, so our guys are staying on on their runway in and out of the house.
You mentioned change orders, and I want to set the plate here for people, because years ago, I mentioned this in the past, and there still is.
That's like two four-letter words next to each other.
You're right. I want to make it clear that a good company should never welcome a change order. Nobody wins at a change order. But I need people to be aware, because, Steve, you had mentioned the one company that you went, or the one customer that you went back and repaired. What people will find when they hire the wrong company is they'll come in much lower. That company will come in much lower, and somewhere in that contract it'll say if change orders are necessary, which I'm sure yours say too. However, these guys, that's how they run their business. That's their business plan.
It's called running it badly.
Exactly. They get it at a cheap price, and then they beat the homeowners up with change orders. And by the end of the process, the homeowner is just so darn frustrated. You have said to us before, you don't want change orders.
Right.
That's why it's so important for you at the beginning to make sure everything is spelled out. Talk about that.
Yeah, we don't encourage change orders. It's not part of our business model at all, but they do happen. So if at the beginning, and we do everything we can do to avoid them, and in our pre-designed packages handle that very well.
Sure.
However, if you signed a contract and we had laminate countertops in there and you decided you wanted to do granite down the road, that's a change order. Or if there's a situation where maybe there's an existing structure or walls up and we don't have x-ray vision, we can't see what's behind it, and we discover there's mold, we need to deal with that, and that's an extra cost. So they do happen, they're not encouraged, and we do everything we can do to mitigate, you know, and try and avoid those as often
unforeseen
as
circumstances.
Yeah,
because they do happen. I like that you said
Absolutely. The
mold issue, because you can take, you know, concrete. Guys who go tear out concrete, they're going to assume when they do the bid that it's a 4-inch floor.
Right.
But once they get there, they figure out, no, it's a 7-inch driveway reinforced with steel rod.
Yeah.
And they have no choice but to give a change order, because there's no way anybody can have x-ray eyes and see that. So I love the fact that you guys do everything you can not to give one.
Yeah.
Oh, it expedites the schedule and the budget.
Yeah.
You mentioned laminate countertops. Everybody thinks they got to be hard surface countertops, but they don't today, do they?
No.
No, they got beautiful options.
Yeah.
Actually, in our basement, we got a quote just so I could, you know, figure out
compare.
How much does that could cost.
So did you have a budget as homeowners?
Kind of. I won't call it a budget. Kind of like, what are we willing to invest is what I kind
of
like
to
say. So we kind of just, you know, if I'm going to put this in it, do we think someday we're going to, you know, get it back out of it?
Get a return on investment,
So we just kind of kept that in mind. To be smart, like if I'm going to spend 10 grand, you know, do I want to spend 10 grand on countertops?
And
that's not my choice. Like people love their quartz.
Good point.
Quartz.
Your island is beautiful.
And I didn't want to spend 10 grand on it. So we got laminate. And it looks like, if you were to walk down, you don't know it until you get close up on it. So we chose, I'm actually looking at my basement right here behind you, to put it in the vinyl plank flooring. That's where I found value in our family and how we were going to use the basement.
Okay.
So I chose to put the money into the flooring so that we could wash up. We had high school kids, college kids, and we had a ping pong table down there, so you know what happens on ping pong tables.
Yeah.
What is
beer pong.
What's popular in a basement? I got to figure more carpeting. I mean, I see carpeting for warmth, but I see a harder surface for ease. That makes sense. What do people like in their basements?
The vinyl plank is super popular.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's quiet. It's easy on the feet.
Yep.
It's warm.
Yeah.
Like
cleans
it's not
up
cold
well.
Down there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cleans up well.
Yeah.
Waterproof anymore. Do people have moisture issues with the basement floor, humidity coming up through a basement floor when they use any kind of vinyl plank?
No, it does not create any issues. I mean, you could have issues previous too, but, you know, it's almost creates its own vapor barrier because it's, you know, vinyl plank could essentially sit in 2 feet of water for a month and, you know, you drain the water out and it's going to dry out and be just fine. So it's a resilient product.
Yeah.
And that's that technology we're always talking about. You couldn't have found that 10, 20 years ago.
No.
And I was thinking, you know, sitting in 2 feet of water, even your sump system is unique in terms of your warranty and guarantee. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we have a triple save sump pump system. So there's three pumps inside of this enlarged crock.
Literally three separate pumps.
So we have a primary pump, and these are Zoeller cast iron pumps. So this isn't the cheap, you know, plastic ones that you...
Ken and I recommend Zoeller cast. We love those things. Yeah.
So the first one's the cast iron Zoeller, third horsepower. Then above that sits, if for some reason that pump failed, we have a backup pump, another Zoeller pump that's sitting higher. And then in the circumstances that we have no power or there's an issue, we have a battery backup that can pump up to 12,000 gallons of water.
We love that. We had a friend, Chuck and I, years ago that had a flood in his basement. Obviously, it was an insurance claim. He did it all. He got a double sump pump system. That failed. I mean, not a half a year later, his basement was flooded again. And then he went to a triple pump system and a standby generator.
Yeah.
So he was assured that he wouldn't have an issue. Tonight.
You know, we're mentioning water. You mentioned the vinyl plank being able to set in the water. Have you made any material choices that avoid organics that are not water friendly?
Yeah, so our wall system, our Silver Glow wall system, has a polystyrene insulation on it. It's continuous around the exterior of the foundation. There's no organics in that whatsoever. It has a silver facing on it. Then we put a metal stud in front of that, and then we use mold defense drywall on the face. So most people know mold defense is green board that you would find in a bathroom renovation. We use that throughout the basement. And then we put PVC molding for the base molding.
So why?
There's no organics in our wall system at all because organics are food for mold.
Interesting. We used to have a friend, Campo, Dave Campo, that used to do all that on the outside of the house. We would not use any organics on the outside of the house.
Yeah.
It was an expensive house, but boy, was it beautiful, isn't it?
And the thing is, you don't have to worry about that stuff then in the future,
smell.
Right?
Right, right. No, I mean, there's no opportunity for mold to grow. You've got a dry, safe, warm place, you know, in your basement that you can.
And I want people to hear what you said about the drywall in the basement. Because that makes so much sense to us sitting here.
Yeah.
But you probably really got to explain to people why it's important in a basement and not just a bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, basements, we know they're prone to leaking, right? Or moisture, or even
humidity.
High humidity.
Right.
And
exactly.
So if you have the right temperature, you have the right humidity, and the, you know, the right materials, you're likely to grow mold. So if you're using wood studs, fiberglass insulation, and regular drywall in your basement, that is the wrong material.
It's like a diner side for mold.
Yeah.
Come and eat here.
Exactly.
You know, we're going to run out of time in this segment. We've only got one more, but we should talk about mechanicals because you guys can also adjust the mechanicals such that, you know, we're heating well, we're not building up humidity in pockets. When we come back, can we talk a little bit about
that?
Sure,
absolutely.
And when we talk about the plumbing, you guys putting a bathroom downstairs, we know every time we talk to Ryan Alexander from Shelby Mechanical, he sings your guys' praises. He says you guys are one of the best companies out there to work for. And we love the fact that our team partners work with each other. We're going to continue this conversation again with Steve and Amy Iverson from Basements Plus when we get back from the Michigan Golf Show right here on AM 760 WJR.
Cool. Ken and Chuck and Steve and Amy Iverson, you've got to go to basementsplus.com because we are not going to get everything in the next couple minutes, right?
No, we are not. Yeah, go to basementsplus.com. Remember, they got a couple open houses coming up. So if you want to see it, feel it, and touch it.
That's the way to do it.
It really is the way to do it. Yeah. And a lot of people are driving down the road right now, and we do not want you to grab a pen. We don't want you to grab your phone. We don't want you to write information down while you're driving.
Want you alive.
Done, yes, exactly. Once you're done, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, click on Ask a Question, and just simply say, can we get the information for Basements Plus? Or go down to Find a Professional, click on Metro Detroit, go down to Basements and Foundations, and you'll find Basements Plus information there.
Yeah. I wonder, Amy, Steve, is the Basements Bucks coupon on the website? Steve probably didn't know because he didn't even know about it.
No, they're special for the golf show. So we have a little putting green. So if you get it in the hole, you get your $500.
And the free sump pump
maintenance. Or you can win a free sump pump maintenance.
We didn't even talk about golf simulators while we're here. Right. Talk about that, Steve.
Oh, that's right.
We've done a lot of basements where, you know, the people, their intention is to bring in a golf simulator. And so we can coordinate that. We have a vendor that we can work with to bring a golf simulator in. And it turns out fantastic as long as you have the ceiling height.
Sure. What do you need roughly vertically? Any idea? Or no?
Depends on how tall you are.
Yeah,
I would need 13.
Yeah, right.
most 9-foot basements are sufficient.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. And here's a little advice from all of us sitting here. If you're going to build a house, build it high. Tall ceilings are always better.
It does not
cost much at all to go an extra 8 inches or 12 inches up on a basement if you're building
it. You're going to spend money spent in the basement. I remember decades ago, NAHB did a study that if you had just spent $500 extra in the basement, this was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you would save over $25,000 in basement repairs. It's probably five times that today, right? I mean, people do it right to begin with. They don't.
Yeah, I would agree with that logic for sure.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So if you want a golf simulator, give you guys a call.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take care of you.
You guys, when you think you're done, and I think you're done, you have a punch-out list. You go through one more time and look at everything. What are you looking for?
Well, so on a finishing job, there's a final orientation. So it's not necessarily a punch list. We're not trying to create a list.
Sure.
Hopefully by the time, if we're bringing you through the job to show you what we've done for you and we're orientating you, that we've already done our own punch list. We shoot for zero punch list.
Good.
So
punch list, so the listener knows, something needs to be corrected or done.
Touched up, whatever. They found something that they want a little more work to.
But that is really important to you, that when you leave, the homeowner has to do nothing. Because Chuck and I talk, especially clean anything.
Yeah.
There's nothing more frustrating for a homeowner if they feel they have to follow behind the contractor and do work, and you make sure that does not happen.
Yeah, no, part of our process is the final cleaning phase, and so we bring a contractor in that, we'll leave it ready for you to move your furniture in.
Steve Mechanical Systems, moving air, getting rid of humidity. You guys deal with that at all?
We do. There's a couple of important points that I'll say there. The heating and cooling of a basement is much easier with dry air, and so if you have a dehumidifier in your basement, you're keeping the relative humidity below 50, and to measure that, you just get a hydrometer. There's a $15 one you can buy at the store or online, but measure your humidity, especially in the middle of summer is when it's going to be the highest. But if it's above 50 and you're finishing your basement, you should consider a dehumidification system.
How often do you find that?
A lot. Yeah. 50, 60, 70% sometimes. Yeah. And you can almost feel it when you walk into a basement, the humidity level.
It feels heavier. Yeah. So do you have a system for that?
We have a Sanidry dehumidification system that will dehumidify up to 110 pints of water a day. Like it's pulling that moisture out of the basement air, dries out your basement. And in addition, it's moving the air. So it's not just, it's pumping out the dry air back into the basement. So air movement is also key in a basement, whether it's from our Sanidry or it's from cold air returns. People, contractors that are not familiar with basement finishing, they'll skip the cold air returns a lot of the time. They'll leave the one on the furnace, and they're not putting one in the other side of the basement or in separate rooms. They're just putting in the heat registers that are typically left in the ceiling.
Yes.
So now your heat, the top half of your basement's hot and your feet are cold.
Steve, you're reinforcing for us what we've told homeowners since the day we came on the air, especially with basements or the house. Move the air. It is very hard for anything to stick if that air is moving properly. That's just great advice.
Yeah.
Egress windows and doors, you guys do those?
Yes, we do. Well, egress windows. We don't do the doors, the digouts. And to be honest with you, we get
People don't want doors in most cases. We get
5 or 6 requests a year of people who want to turn their basement into a walkout.
Okay.
That's not us. That's not what we do. But by the time they go through the process of actually getting those numbers together and what it's actually going to take to excavate, underpin the footings, do retaining walls, they're like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. We turned down new house contracts from owners that demanded a walkout on lots that should not have a walkout.
Yeah. And that's the other part of it, too. Yeah. Like, you're digging another hole for water to funnel
right.
into.
Exactly.
Right. And again, you're creating a problem where it doesn't need to be there. And Chuck and I will argue many houses that will easily accept a walkout basement I have a house like that, and my plan is to board it up or to brick it up because we never, and I mean never, use it. If I go out the back door, I go out the deck.
Right.
It's very easy.
And arguably, it's a bit of a security breach, too. You
right.
know, you got a door on the back dark wall of the house.
Yeah. Like,
why? That you're not even going to use. So, Amy, you refinished your basement. You hired your company to do it. Would you do it again, the whole process? Was it so stressful you hated it?
Or would you hire another company? I'm just kidding.
For sure I would hire us, but it was way easier. Like, right, we were talking how, like, you know, didn't want to do it because of the mess and the hat, right? You got all the months of planning and organizing. And,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's easy peasy. You forgot about it.
We were, really?
Like, you know, I have, we laugh, yeah. you know, like, I have a blog on our website that shares my story.
I love it.
And it, you know, there's things in there that I was like, oh man, oh man. And then I, when I read it, I forgot that it even happened.
Right.
In the moment, I was frustrated. And then I forgot about it a couple years later. So.
Well, and now, you know, what the memories are about all the great occasions we've had down there with our families,
yeah.
you know, in all the holidays. We couldn't have in our past house until we finished this basement.
So it adds value to the living experience if it's done properly. Does it also add value to the real estate in your experience?
It does, yeah. If it's done well. I mean, there's two different scenarios there. There's the scenario that it's not done well.
Yep.
Somebody's going to come into your house and say, I got to tear this thing out. So I'm going back $15,000 to tear it out and just have bare concrete walls. If it's done well, it will definitely, you will get a significant ROI.
And you guys have more than proven over the years that you do it the right way. That's why you're such an easy referral for the inside-outside guys.
Yeah, we have a mantra in our office. It's actually on our basement finishing book, Basement Finishing 101, that says, do it right or do it again.
I love it. Do people ever say to you, we are so thrilled with what Basements Plus did for us in our basement. We want you to do our kitchen now upstairs.
They do. And
so what's your response to that?
Well, for many years, we would just turn that work down, and a few years ago, we decided we were going to take on the upstairs kitchen, bath, interior renovations for past customers only. That went really well, so we've just launched about 6 months ago where we'll take on the general public's kitchen, bath, interior remodeling.
We love it. We absolutely love it. Steve and Amy, thank you so much for having us here today. It's been
great.
Great.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys.
It's awesome.
Stick around more with the Inside Outside Guys. We're going to talk about where we're going to be coming up in the next few weeks. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. What, did you have an equipment malfunction?
I lost my fuzzy ball on my mic.
Uh-oh.
I know, I'm sorry.
Ray is going to dun you for that.
Yep.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, it's so important to Ken and I. You know, Steve and Amy put together a contractor standards checklist. It's free of charge. You can go online at basementsplus.com and see it. You probably download it.
We need to download that onto the InsideOutsideGuys.com.
Good
that
point.
Is a really, really good piece of paper there.
I love it. You know, it's something that we always talk about, and I love that they talk about it. And our thing is, if you hire a company that Ken and I refer to you, you can trust them.
Yes.
That's huge.
We say it all the time. We would not let any company on the InsideOutsideGuys.com that you and I would not let into our own house, including Chet's Cleaning.
Wow, what a great example. Yeah,
they
good
put
point.
They put social media out all the time. Chuck, well, they'll show a before and after of stains or leather that they cleaned, you name it, and they're amazing. They're just amazing, the stains.
You know
that
what
they
I love
out.
About Chet's Cleaning? You and I have interacted with the son a lot.
Yes.
Chet the third?
Chet the third, yes.
And don't take offense, Chet, if you're listening to this, but he's a great kid. He's a great young man. He's the kind of young man that you and I would be happy to say that's our son. He's doing things right. He cares. The hands of the business in the next 20 years are going to be in his hands, and we trust that he will maintain and grow the ethics and the standards Mom and Dad have put together.
100%. I couldn't have said it any better, buddy. 100%.
Wow.
And I do want to let everyone know that if you tune into the Inside Outside Guys tomorrow at 10 a.m., you're going to be listening to Mark Hollis and Michigan State basketball. We're going to be on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., 7 to 9
a.m.
That's
the new time. Spring ahead tonight at midnight, right?
Yeah, so you got to get up early, pal. Hope you can do it.
So we're going to be the Ed McMahon to Mark Hollis tomorrow?
We're going to be his warm-up. Yes, we are.
Wow.
We could do it for a better guy. Really think the world of Mark Hollis. Great guy. Then Let's see, Chelsea Lumber, today at 4 o'clock on WJR. Yes. We're going to have a conversation with John Daniels, owner of Chelsea Lumber. And, Chuck, you and I love those old school lumber companies, and we talked quite a bit about realistically what you can find at a big box store and what you can find at a specialty lumber yard. And I made the comment about you used to say you go in these places because you were a builder, you spent a lot of time. You're like Norm at Cheers. You'd walk in and be like, Chuck, everyone knows your name, right?
I got to tell you, if I've got a choice, I'm going to a Chelsea Lumber every time. And I say that not because they're part of the team.
Yes.
There's an atmosphere there. You can find anything you can find elsewhere and more.
Yep.
The custom moldings that are unique to a company like that, that you really want a different look in your house, they either have them or will make them and can get them, and you won't find that. And if you do business with Bob behind the counter, he's going to be there in a month when you go back.
Amen.
One of my big complaints is not being known, like you said, about the Cheers analogy.
Exactly.
I hate that.
And we spent a lot of time with John talking about the bones of the house. And basically when we say bones, we mean the lumber that goes inside your house.
Yeah.
People do not understand how important that is. And they only buy the best quality lumber at Chelsea Lumber.
There's
and you'll hear John explain that today at 4 o'clock. Then next weekend, on Saturday, we're going to be with Kearns Brothers. On Sunday, we're going to be with Chelsea Lumber at the Bragg Show. Builders and remodelers of Greater Ann Arbor, right?
Yep. And Ray, you got to be there too. You got to get up and drive over to Ann Arbor and get us set up for that, right? Ray's shaking his head, yes. Ray was actually in a very good mood this morning, considering it's Ray.
Right. Then, I got to keep it going. The week after that, we're going to be right back here for the Pool and Spa Show. Speaking of which,
yeah,
let's be caller number 9 right now at 800-859-0957 to win tickets to the Pool and Spa Show right here at the Suburban Collection Showplace 2 weeks from today.
We should get a hotel room, not together. Because the week after that, we'll be back here for the Novi Home Builders Show, Spring Home Builders Show. So Ray wants one. You want to share a room with Ken? Are you good with that?
Ray snores. I couldn't deal with it.
Really? Is that what it is?
I can just tell by looking at him.
We'll have to talk to Sherry. Let's call Sherry and ask
Sherry,
her.
Sherry, baby. Okay, you got it. Hey, I also want to remind people again, these wonderful folks, Steve and Amy Averson, who asked us to be here today.
Yep.
We'll be having open houses. The first one's going to be April 5th in Brighton. The second one is going to be May 17th in Oakland, Michigan. And if anyone knows, those are two areas that are quite a ways away from each other, which gives people an idea of Basements Plus footprint and where they're going, Southeast Michigan. If you hear our voice, give them a call.
And we're going to be broadcasting live from the May 17th open house, which will be fun. But the neat thing about the experience we'll have with those live broadcasts and those open houses, you get to see the attention to detail that a company like this pays to the lower level. The lower level should not suffer in quality because it was a former basement, right?
Steve Iverson said, the health of your house starts in your basement.
Yeah.
And at the basement, a crawl space, anything that's under the ground, scientifically, you want to make sure it is as clean as possible.
Right.
And Basements Plus just went over so many different ways that they can take care of you as a homeowner. One last thing. Were you, by a chance, on the way in today, listening to Cam and Jim?
Yes.
On the way in?
Yes.
They were spot on this morning, weren't they? When they were talking about, as we get older, that we need less sleep, I'm just sitting there shaking my head going, yep, that's me.
That's you, but it ain't me.
It ain't. Well, you don't need sleep anyway. You're like a vampire.
Well, I'm kind of funny. I'll go to bed early, but I'll get up early.
Right.
And I have found over the years, you and I both owned our own businesses, and good sleep is a stress reducer.
100%.
And I swear it positively impacts your health and well-being. So I work really hard, to say, I'm tired, I'm going to go to bed.
As do I, but I find myself more as I get older waking up and going, it's not even worth closing my eyes again.
Well, you have a guilty conscience.
Do I?
That wakes you up.
The Catholic youth thing?
All the stuff you used to do. That you can't do anymore.
Yeah,
I should talk.
Yeah, right, exactly. We had a great time here today. If anyone has a chance, come out and check out Basements Plus, located in the 1400 aisle on the east side once you walk
right across
here.
From the bar.
Right across from the bar. Yeah, we're going to find you for the next 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Again, thank you to Steve and Avi Iverson for having us here today. It was a great day. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, Ray Templin. Thank you, Ray.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, check out the Inside Guy, Outside Guys at 7 a.m., which if you forget to set your clocks back, it'll be 6 a.m. Thank you so much for having us today. You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from the Michigan Golf Show, WJR.